Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. It is an honor to be with you here tonight. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates, and you at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We were in 3 days last week, and then back for the five-day fun fest here this weekend, or this week, rather. But there were some things that we would have talked about, and I'm sure that was covered a little bit on the shows anyway, but we have not had a chance to talk about some specific things that occurred, including what happened with, I presume, your cousin, Luis Ortiz. Is that your cousin?
No, not my cousin.
Not your cousin.
I have an uncle named Luis, though. So, there is that. It's not him.
All right, Luis Ortiz, pitcher for the Guardians, is in some hot water. They placed him on the non-disciplinary paid leave list for now. So they're trying to figure out what is going on, because there's this betting integrity firm that flagged a pair of pitches that had received unusual gambling activity. So he pitches for the Guardians. And you may know the story by now. I'll just refresh. We've seen some cases where guys get flagged for unusual activity. Malik Beasley, unusual activity. We look at the video, it's pretty damning. Jonte Porter, over-unders, unusual activity. Oh, he was found guilty, I believe. Terry Rozier, unusual activity on the basketball court. It was reviewed that we realized he was just playing bad. That's like the ultimate. That's got to be, in sports right now, the worst insult. It's not getting cut. It's not getting traded. It's not getting benched. It's, we think you're gambling on your unders because of how bad you've been playing. We're going to federally investigate you and find out, no, you just, in fact, suck. You're off scot-free, but you suck. So this is just a couple of pitches. And when I mean a couple, I mean two. There was an alert that referenced unusual action on the first pitches he threw in a game against, of an inning, in a game June 15th against the Seattle Mariners, and then June 27th against the St. Louis Cardinals. The pitch he threw against the Cardinals was so far low and out of the strike zone that you're like, does this guy know how to throw a baseball? But then once you realize that you can bet on, we're not talking over-unders here. We're not talking wins and losses. I mean, we're at the point where you can bet, what will the first pitch of an inning be? Ball, strike. And so if he knows to throw a ball at the beginning of the third inning in this game against the Cardinals on a Friday night, June 27th, he can just throw one into the dirt. It's for sure going to be a ball. No one's going to swing at that. And, you know, you make the money however you make the money. Everybody who does this, I believe, is going to get caught at some point. There is too many eyes on it, too much especially unusual activity. And the video, again, is damning when it happens. The Mariners pitch that he threw, this was, again, another start of an inning, and it was just a low before it even reached the dirt. It was low, and there's a lot of questions about it. Now, this is going to keep happening, and some stories are going to be like, I feel like we're going to be in a pattern here where we say, oh my God, this guy got investigated, and we'll say, what? No way. And then we'll look on the internet and there will be people like, oh yeah, clearly he was betting. And we'll be like, I can't believe this. And then it will be out with the wash. It's not going to stick. Nothing's going to change. People might get suspended or they don't, but the apparatus is still going to keep going. The league is still going to take money from places with betting. Betting will still be available on your phone, at least in some places. California really cracking down right now. California to like making daily fantasy sports even illegal. And so there's a lot of this going on, but we just move on from the next thing. I wonder what sort of scandal will there have to be for it to change, for the system to change, where we say, all right, we got to rip gambling. We can't be taking money anymore. This has to change. It would have to be a massive scandal because of how much money is involved, how many people like to do it. When Shohei Ohtani, well, there's a while, and conspiracy theorists will maybe still believe, but there was a while where it certainly did seem like Shohei Ohtani was betting on baseball. And that would be massive. That would be massive. Now, it ended up being his interpreter that was taking money from him and gambling. And this is the story that we have, and we are going with it. I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying anything. That was convenient. But even if Shohei Ohtani was gambling, baseball's biggest star, the face of the sport, okay, an international superstar, where the World Series in Japan does as good as numbers as it does in America, despite it being at like 5 in the morning, would anything have changed? I mean, he would be like a big, sad tale, and it would be a lot of like, okay, what do we have to actually owe him now? And there'd be a lot to the story. The story wouldn't go away. But I don't think anything would have changed fundamentally about the money that comes in, who's taking what. So I wonder if that story even exists. Does a story even exist where gambling and sports stops? And I'm trying to think of like grimmest of the grim. Okay, I'm thinking, what if a player gets harmed by a crazed fan? Are we going to stop gambling? I don't know. People get hurt all the time, and we just continue what we're doing. That's just the stark reality of the world that I believe we live in. What if we find out that baseball as a whole, has manipulated and orchestrated the results of every game on the schedule, where it's as scripted as professional wrestling? Do we say, I want my money back? Is there some sort of lawsuit? Because people do bet on wrestling, because you're betting not just on the outcome, but what you think the outcome is going to be. I don't know. I'm just asking questions. That's always a good out when you don't know. But I don't know what there'd be. It's not going to be this guy who His name is Luis Ortiz. It's not going to be him. Jonte Porter didn't change anything. Malik Beasley's not going to change anything. Shohei Ohtani wouldn't have changed anything. And his trainer certainly didn't. So I don't know what it's going to be for us to pivot or at least go back to how it used to be, where it was all shady and the leagues didn't get a cut of it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Doug is in Maryland to talk some ball. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Bart. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about baseball. I want to stay on baseball. Baseball needs a new commissioner, okay? Who does he answer to, by the way? You know, we have in politics, we have checks and balances with all of the different branches of government. Who does Manfred actually answer to? Because he needs to be replaced. We have a superstar in the making, a young man, Jacob Wilson, who got hit tonight for the third time. He got hit by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball, okay? I think it was one or two pitches after Lawrence Butler hit an inside-the-park home run. So obviously he probably wasn't happy. But why do you hit Jacob Wilson, who's an all-star? And I know the pitcher Fuentes knew he's an all-star, okay? There's never any accountability for these no-name pitchers. And, yeah, he's 20 years old. Okay, I'll give him that. But there's never any accountability. They don't take any of their paycheck away. Manfred sits back and does nothing. He's got no backbone, okay? Ohtani and Judge and many other superstars have been hit multiple times this year. And Manfred does nothing about it, okay? And I know I'm not the only one in America that's ticked off about this. Okay, you got a young man who's probably not going to play in the All-Star game now because some fool that's a no-name just hit him with a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. I mean, you know, it's just and I'll tell you what, if he doesn't play in the All-Star game, I'm not watching it. And I think there's a lot of people in America that won't watch it because he's a great story. Okay, his dad was a really good ball player, but
yeah, I still think we're at the point in baseball where more people probably still don't know who he is, and that might be another indictment on
well, because Manfred. the A's are no good. Okay, they're building a team. Okay, they're building a good team. They have no pitching, but they have a lot of young hitters. You know, Butler and Kurtz and Wilson, and I mean, top to bottom, the A's have a lot of potential. Okay, you know, they can turn this thing around in a couple years, especially when they go to Vegas next year. But the point
they're not going to Vegas for a while.
I thought it was a year or two.
They still got to build the stadium. They still got to get funding. I mean, they may never even go to Vegas.
I thought. Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was. I thought they were the stadium. They were working on a stadium. But anyhow, they're going to Vegas. They're eventually going to Vegas. But the point is that they eventually will end up in Vegas. They'll have, you know, they'll be able to spend more money on free agents and that sort of thing. But they do a really good job. And the team does a really good job in the farm system. They have really good scouts. They have great scouts because how many times have we seen it over and over? They produced all of these great players. Sure. The Orioles have Laureano now. He's probably the best right fielder in baseball. His arm.
So we're defensively. You want Manfred to do what?
I want Manfred to start finding these pitchers who are hitting not just the superstars. I want Manfred to find the pitchers heavily that hit these ball players, okay? Because there's no repercussions for it. Like there's no fines given out, Bart. He's not
so
fining
I'm watching,
anybody.
I'm watching, Doug. I gotta let you go, but thanks for the call. All right.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. See you, Doug. I'm watching the video. Didier Fuentes was the pitcher tonight for the Braves, and it comes in tight on Wilson, as he described. The hard part about Manfred levying a fine is how do you for sure know intent? You can't just accuse a guy of intent. So he winds up the throw. On one set of eyes, look, I can watch this video. I'm watching it. It looks like he threw inside and wanted to hit him. And then I can watch the same video again, and the ball kind of just looks like it got away from him. So how do you know intent? Now you can think about the situation, and is this guy trying to bean an all-star? I don't know that he wants to send Jacob Wilson a message, but he's going to need x-rays, and now Jacob Wilson might miss this honor of starting in the all-star game, which that would probably get one of your snubs in. See, everybody gets in. Maybe he was trying to get a snub in. So it's going to be very hard for Rob Manfred to start fining guys because you're not going to be able to prove intent one way or the other. Even if the situation quote-unquote calls for it, if it looked bad, I don't know how you prove it unless you set the guy up to a lie detector or something. I don't know. Now, the whole intent and is the situation call for it, those words coming out of my mouth don't get my support. I don't understand why hitting somebody at all is a thing that ever happened in baseball. I think it's dumb. Oh, this guy showed me up. I need to hit him. No, you don't hit him. If he showed you up, you try to strike him out, or you try to get him out the next time, or you just don't do anything because he beat you. Well, that's part of sports. Oh, you beat me. I'm going to take this baseball and throw it 97 miles at your wrist. That is dumb. That is harm. That is injury. That is violent. Okay? In hockey, I don't like fights either. Yeah, call me whatever you want. I don't think that you should fight in hockey. Now, I understand that hockey is a physical game, and so you're going to check guys against the board, and, you know, you got to get physical, and you need enforcers. I understand that. But if you went to, like, a grocery store and took a baseball and beamed it 70, 95 miles at somebody's head, you would be in jail. And if you got in a fight, a fist fight in a parking lot like they do in hockey, you would be arrested. I don't think that you should be able to do things that would get you arrested just because you're on a field or in a game. Now, I don't think that take is going to be celebrated by as many people as maybe some of my other bangers. But I'm with them in the fact that I don't think that you should do it. But then again, even if you say, all right, we're going to find pitchers that hit guys, well, then you're going to start to take away, well, I'm trying to pitch inside. He's crowding the plate. This is part of how I'm pitching. You can't. Then everyone's going to start throwing meat down the middle because they don't want to get fined. And then pitchers are going to do terrible. And they're going to lose more money because nobody wants to sign them. So I don't know how you can do it. It's a fine suggestion. I just don't know how you could pull it off. Is the thing. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, it is the debut of a new segment. It is called, Do I Need to Have a Take on This? That'll be up next here on the Bart Winkler Show.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Plenty of ways that you can get the Infinity Sports Network, including the very way you are getting it right now. But how is that? Is it through your smart speaker? Did you say play the Infinity Sports Network? Did you hop on SiriusXM channel 375 and get plugged in? Is it on a local affiliate and you thought, oh, Bart's on now, I'm going to tune it in? Did a baseball game just end and now this came on next and you're like, who is this guy? Are you on the Odyssey app, which is free to listen to and to download? A lot of different ways that you could be experiencing the show tonight. And we are always available for you in some way, shape, or form. There was one guy on the radio getting a lot of play today.
Who?
All these things that I try to do for attention. And nobody seems to care. I'm doing the wrong stuff. I got to do what Kevin Keatsman did. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is a podcast. And he started talking about Patrick Mahomes' 4th of July holiday. So Patrick Mahomes, as people do, celebrate the 4th of July holiday. And it's a summer holiday. And so typically one thing that you might do in the summer, because it's hot, and you might be on the water, you might be on a boat, so you might take your shirt off. And Patrick Mahomes took his shirt off. And so Keatsman said the following. Vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool hanging out with us 60-year-olds. Oh, he continues. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. There's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time. It's time, dude. It's time. All right, so this one guy on the radio having a take. Did I bring it up? I mean, am I just looking for what other people say and then I react to it? That's not why would I bring it up? Oh, because it got to Patrick Mahomes' trainer, Bobby Stroop. Fired back on Twitter, said, send me your location. Wow. You obviously need attention. If you want to see what in shape is, go make it through a practice or run hurry up offense, scrambling back to back to back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look, it's performance. So this is a soft launch of our new segment called, do I need to have a take on this? Carlos, do I need to have a take on if Patrick Mahomes is a dad bot or not?
You asking me or?
I'm asking you if I need to have a take on this.
No.
Patrick Mahomes has a picture where his belly is not cut and chiseled. Do I need to have a take on this?
No.
Does anybody need to have a take on this?
No. And here's why. If you are not an NFL quarterback, it doesn't matter what you look like. Mahomes has a couple of Super Bowl rings in his resume. Who are we to criticize what he looks like? He's performing just fine. Even though they won't make the playoffs this year, he is still a very accomplished NFL quarterback, looking the way that he does. Most people look like schlubs. I think he can get a pass.
Now, in the past, there have been other comments about pictures of him where he's shown a dad bod, I guess. Dad bod being, you know, he's a little pudgy in the gut. After they won the AFC Championship game in 2024, there was a viral video of him that went shirtless when he was shirtless. And he said, yo, why they have to do me like that? #dadbodseason. Like, I got kids. I don't understand how you can watch Patrick Mahomes play. And I'm sure this guy has had takes in the past, like, Patrick Mahomes is an all-time great. Patrick Mahomes, you know, it's Tom Brady and him. Patrick Mahomes, what can he do? Patrick Mahomes, you see one picture of him on the 4th of July? And that disqualifies him from playing NFL quarterback because he looks normal? Do you need to be cut and chiseled to play NFL? Do I have to have a take on this? I think the answer to this one tonight is I don't need to have a take on this. I don't need to defend him. I don't need to criticize him. I just don't think I need to have a take on this. I'm not going to have a take on this. I will have a take on what his teammates said. I thought it was interesting, Travis Kelce talking about Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter playing for Jacksonville is going to be very interesting. How much is he going to play on either side of the ball? With Colorado, he played the better part of the entire game. He got a lot of snaps on offense. He got a lot of snaps on defense. And when Travis Kelce was on Bussin' with the Boys, he said, both sides, that's the thing. I don't know how they're going to divvy that out. I don't know, because teams are going to be after him. They're going to try to make his day miserable. If he plays corner, they're going to run deep balls at him all day. They're going to run the wide receivers, just take off on him all day, try to get him tired. Why would you not attack him that way? So it will be interesting. Watching Travis Hunter play is going to be interesting. And this is one of the reasons he got drafted so high, when they traded next year's first-round pick to get him, is that you can essentially get two players for the price of one. But there's going to need to be a level of stamina for him to be able to play on both sides and give you that two players for the price of one feel. I like what Travis Kelce says in theory. Like, sure, let's make him tired. But our team's really going to be like, all right, on this play, we're going to run this formation. We're going to run this play, but you just run deep so Travis Hunter can follow you. Eventually, he's going to catch on to that. I mean, it's a great idea in theory, but I have a hard time believing, and we'll find out. We'll watch this. But I have a hard time believing that teams are going to be able to effectively fatigue Travis Hunter from not being able to play on both sides of the ball because of how they just use him as a decoy or use another person as a decoy to make him tired. And it's not like teams in college didn't try to do this as well. Granted, he is playing tougher competition, but Travis Hunter was pretty effective then. I'm very eager to see how it plays out. I really am. Jaguar games are going to be fun to watch when he's on both sides of the ball. I don't think that this strategy is necessarily going to play out as well as Kelce might think. Let's get to Nate. He's in Baltimore. What's up, Nate?
Hey, bud. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, bud. I got a problem with betting on football because football is set in half a yard and in quantitative attainment. I mean, you get, let's say, Jamal Gibbs for 40 and a half yards. I can swear that he achieved 40 and a half yards, but you can't get credit for 40 and a half yards. You can only get credit for 40 yards. But I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? Man, he got that other half yard. How am I going to get paid on that? You know what I mean? Think about it. They're not going to give him 41.
So you're because they put in a half. They put a half. Right. All these over-unders are always a half so that you can tell, did he get 41? Did he get 40? But you're saying, I can tell that even though they gave him 40 yards, he actually would have picked up the half yard if you measured it in the true half yardage situation.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
You must be down bad, Nate. You must have had a real bad beat. Goodness gracious.
I'm not actually down bad, Bart, but I got like, he's like the only leg on my parlay that didn't make it, and he gets 40 yards. And I'm like, hold it. He got that other half, John. But how can you quantify that?
Well, they don't measure it that way, Nate.
I know. So they shouldn't be able to lay it out like that. But think about it. Is that not true?
I think because in a lot of over unders, you can't get over under half a rebound or assist or a touchdown. But
yeah,
yards,
you can get one.
You have a case. I think you might have a case.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
You might have a case. What a nice outside the box way of looking at it.
Hold it, man. I know this cat got another half a yard. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to get paid on because they're not going to measure that.
I mean, you could try to take it up with customer service. We'll see what they say, but I think it's worth a phone call at least. Get it on their radar.
They ignored the crap out of me, Bart. They ignored the crap out of me. They scratched.
Oh, you did bring it up?
Yeah, man, sure. I mean, think about it. How many people out there like, hold it? Man.
Well, I'm going to be watching. Nate, good luck on your bets. Thanks for the call. I'm going to be watching now where this ball gets marked. And that's the other thing, too, is I one of the things I want to better keep an eye on in football next year is where these officials spot the ball. Remember when Josh Allen had all those first downs against the Chiefs, but they're like, actually, you didn't, but he did. The spotting of the ball is even more like haphazard on first and second down. These officials just, they don't care. I mean, we should be able to have some sort of better system where you can put the ball exactly where it went out. But they'll give you a yard or take a yard away, especially on first and second down. Nobody's looking. And they don't do it on purpose. They just eyeball it.
I think they suck.
It's weird. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz and you. 888-710-4476. It is time for the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, where their members are the mission. Check them out, NavyFederal.org. I knew I was going to get it in somehow tonight, but I have to be very clever about how. Because I don't want to be accused of only talking about a certain city, you know, the one I live in. But the defensive player of the night is going to go to Jacob Mizorowski. If you don't know this guy, the Brewers have called him up. He has just finished tonight his fifth start of the season. He's 6'7", weighs 197, very hard thrower. Tonight against the Dodgers, first guy he had to face was Shohei Ohtani. Guess what Shohei Ohtani did? He hit a home run. And then over the six innings that he would pitch, Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12 batters.
Wow.
He was then followed by Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and Trevor Megill. And a fun fact about those guys, on fastballs that the four guys threw throughout the night tonight against the Dodgers, they averaged 99.34 miles an hour on fastballs. So the fastballs that the Brewers threw tonight, they averaged 99, almost 99 and a half miles per hour.
Whoa.
That is the highest average fastball velocity in any single game by a team in the pitch tracking era. So it stands to say that fastball-wise, these were the hardest and fastest throws by one team ever in a baseball game. Very impressive tonight as the Dodgers fall 3-1, as the Dodgers fall now for the fifth straight game. And they had just won like 15 out of 19. And they won 9 out of 10. They got swept by the Astros 18-1, 6-4, 5-1. And now the Dodgers lost to Milwaukee 9-1, 3-1 tonight. And then they'll play a matinee tomorrow on MLB Network. But a five-game losing streak for the Dodgers. They've still got a comfortable lead in the NL West. They're 5.5 up on San Francisco. They are 6.5 up on San Diego. Everybody kind of in the NL West right now losing their way a little bit. Nobody in that division having better than a 500 stretch in their last 10, although the Giants have won their last three. Best win streak in baseball right now goes to the Toronto Blue Jays, who have won 10 in a row and
Wow!
now have a 3.5 game lead over the New York Yankees. Boy, that can't be going over well there, Carlos, in New York City.
It certainly is not.
10 in a row, man. That's insane.
Yeah, that's nuts. And four of those 10 wins were a four-game sweep of said Yankees, where the Yankees had dropped out of the first place for the first time all season, and the Blue Jays got there. So good for our friends up north, not good for my neighbors here.
So Toronto, who they do that against? They did that against, you said, the Yankees, one game against Boston. Oh, man, they could go. They're playing. So then they play the Angels, although a couple of those games did go into extras. But they beat the White Sox. They beat them tonight. It was a game that got called after 7. They got the White Sox tomorrow. And then it's 3 games against the A's.
Wow. Do you know who is in the All-Star game for the Blue Jays?
I know that Alejandro Kirk is in the All-Star game. I know that Vlad Guerrero is in the All-Star game.
You say Kajuk.
He's in the All-Star game.
You say Kajuk.
I know that. you son of a. I know that George Springer is not.
One of the aforementioned stumps. Maybe he takes Jacob Wilson's spot. Who knows?
Well, we're not 100% sure that Jacob Wilson will miss, but that could be a possibility. He got hit in the hand tonight. They're doing x-rays on, I believe, his wrist. So something to watch there. So Jacob Mizorowski and I guess all of the Brewers pitchers tonight, they qualify for your Defensive Player of the Week. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, where their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. The NBA, briefly here, is looking to expand. I think it's been a very, not even like well-known secret. It's pretty apparent. The Board of Governors are going to meet this week in Las Vegas, and one of the key topics will be league expansion. Adam Silver said it's going to be on the agenda. We're going to take the temperature of the room. Don't think that Canada couldn't come away with another team if the money's there. Don't think that Mexico City couldn't come away with the team if the money's there. Here are the odds for where the next two franchises could be in the NBA. 1-1, even odds, gotta happen is Seattle. I think we're very aware and all willing and eager to see basketball return to Seattle. They would then most likely become the Supersonics again. We've talked about that with the Thunder. They don't really acknowledge the history of the Supersonics. They have the history of the Supersonics, but if the Supersonics come back, they will then retransfer. So it'll just be like they were gone for 15 years, just like the Cleveland Browns. Although that was just a show. Was that 3 years they were gone? And then the NFL immediately is like, we got to right this wrong. The NBA's taking their sweet time. The other likely spot would be Vegas. They've got 2-1 odds. I would throw it all down on Seattle. You know, put your money down. You get your money back. You can double up your money there. Seattle will be getting one of these teams. If they're not expanding and not going to Seattle. I'm not as locked in that Vegas gets a team. I think Vegas has a lot going on. Vegas got a hockey team. Vegas has a football team. Vegas allegedly is getting a baseball team.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, I think they could support a basketball team, but I feel like what the WWE is kind of doing. They're like, they want to like live in Las Vegas. They just bailed on New Orleans for WrestleMania. They have another WrestleMania in Vegas. They want to move their headquarters there now that they're part of TKO. I wouldn't be surprised if the NBA treated Vegas as kind of the same thing, where we have our summer league here. We have our NBA Cup finals here. We do some drafts here. We might have some other games to play here, but not give them a full-blown franchise. 2-1 odds seems pretty likely, especially because the next city is 10-1. But I wouldn't be surprised if somehow one of those other cities found a way, because the NBA has a footprint in Vegas. So does the NBA want to take that away, or can you go to another city? Mexico City's the third best odds here. 10-1. That, I mean, that would get a whole country around a team. Kansas City had a team long time ago. 12-1 odds. Vancouver had a team a while ago. Did Kansas City have an NBA team, or am I thinking of the St. Louis Spirit? No, they had the Kings. They had the Kings. I was right. They had the Kings. Kansas City 12-1, Vancouver 14-1. San Diego, I think, could certainly support an NBA team at 16-1. Other teams that you could see with an NBA team, maybe Louisville, Nashville, Tampa, St. Louis, Austin. There's plenty of Pittsburgh. There's plenty of other cities. So I would say for sure locked in, Seattle, when they expand, will get one. Vegas seems very likely because it's always been trending that way. But it wouldn't surprise me if they found a way to go to another market. And it also wouldn't surprise me if Adam Silver wanted on his resume, I expanded to an entirely new country, the first now league to have a full pro team in Mexico. American League, or North American, as it were. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. The New York franchise has its new coach. We'll hear from him next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in. And let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.